This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above.
This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. I think you can tell from this song just what the topic is that I've picked for this week's episode. Yep, it's the birds and the bees. I'm sure we have all had that conversation about the birds and the bees, the so-called facts of life, perhaps. But one fact of life is that they did not teach us in school just how many composers have written pieces inspired by birds and bees. And when we talk about birds and bees, we can include other insects. We can include mosquitoes and wasps and cockroaches and bedbugs. And with birds, of course, we can include nightingales and swans and seagulls and crows and larks and vultures and pink flamingos. And, oh yeah, we can't forget butterflies either. This topic of the birds and bees was suggested to me by Donald Manildi, who has been a guest on Between the Keys and is the curator of the International Piano Archives at the University of Maryland. And I thank him for a lot of repertoire ideas that we are going to explore in this next hour, such as this work by Amy Beach, inspired by the bird songs that she heard during a residency at the McDowell Colony in Peterborough, New Hampshire. This is a piece that is called Hermit Thrush at Morn. It's performed by a pianist and scholar who is a very good friend of mine and someone who devoted his life to the rare and neglected treasures of the piano repertoire. He died suddenly and unexpectedly in 2015, and way, way too young. This is the pianist Joseph Smith. The late Joseph Smith, a pianist who we miss a lot in the piano community, playing music by Amy Beach, Hermit Thrush at Morn. So we go from a bird to a bee. Actually, we're going to an insect. This is a little tidbit by the fascinating and vastly eccentric Danish composer Ruud Langgaard. He wrote a suite of pieces called Insectarium. This is a piece from that cycle depicting a housefly. We just heard Béla Bartók's Mosquito Dance for two violins, performed by Angela and Jennifer Chun. Before that, we heard The Housefly from Ruud Langgaard's piano suite entitled Insectarium. The pianist was Rosalind Bevan. We're going to dip into this cycle a little bit later as we continue to explore birds and bees and insects and flying objects. Here's a piece called Le Rossignol en Amour. Forgive my terrible French pronunciation. In English, that means the nightingale in love. It's a little harpsichord piece by François Couperin. We're going to hear it played by one of my favorite harpsichord practitioners of all time, George Malcolm.
Thank you.
terpsichordist George Malcolm playing music by François Couperin, Le Rossignol en Amour, The Nightingale in Love. Now we have a dove about to enter the musical aviary. This is the first of Olivier Messiaen's 8 preludes, composed in 1928-1929 when he was 20 years old. The title of this is called La Colombe, The Dove. And you hear already that his style is starting to really get formed. The sound world is already in place. We're going to hear this performed by Yvonne Loriot. Music by the 20-year-old Olivier Messiaen. That was the first of his 8 preludes for piano, titled Le Colombe, The Dove. Yvonne Loriot was at the piano. She was Messiaen's wife, and of course she was a leading interpreter of her husband's music. Composers seemed particularly interested in writing pieces of music inspired by nightingales, such as the great ragtime composer Joseph Lamb. And here's a piece of his that I think is quite well known, and it's certainly one of his most beloved works, Ragtime Nightingale, with pianist Virginia Eskin. Thank you. composition by Joseph Lamb, who was one of the most distinctive and elegant ragtime composers of his generation. We heard it performed by Virginia Eskin. Here's a song from Schubert's great song cycle, Winterreise. This is Die Krähe, the crow. A crow is following the protagonist, never leaves his side. The crow expects to take this man's body as prey. And the text says, it won't be much longer now. Crow, show me constancy unto death. Schubert's Die Krähe is going to be sung here by baritone Hermann Pry with Wolfgang Sawallisch at the piano. We just heard The Dragonfly from Ruud Langard's piano suite Insectarium with pianist Rosalind Bevan. Before that, from Franz Schubert's Winterreise, Die Krähe, the crow, sung by bass baritone Hermann Pry with Wolfgang Sawallisch at the piano. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and this episode of Between the Keys is all about the birds and the bees. And all kinds of birds, all kinds of insects.
The whirligig beetles are wary and fast, with an organ to detect the ripples. The arachnid moths lay their eggs inside other insects along the borders of fields or roads in clusters of white cocoons. The ribbed pine borer is a longhorn beetle. Their antennas.
Thank you.
was a fairly familiar piece, if there ever was one, Rimsky-Korsakov's The Flight of the Bumblebee, transcribed for solo piano by Sergei Rachmaninoff and performed by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Let's hear another transcription of The Flight of the Bumblebee, but this one is for two pianos by Victor Babin. This features Victor Babin with his wife, Vitya Vronsky. They had a very famous, highly acclaimed two-piano team. And this arrangement expands on the music a little bit, and it's not heard very often, and neither is this recording that they did on 78s. Let's listen. Rimsky-Korsakov's The Flight of the Bumblebee, arranged by Victor Babin for two pianos. Victor Babin and Vitya Vronsky playing two pianos. This is a recording on 78s. Let's go back to birds, and in this case, sad birds. Oiseaux Tristes from Maurice Ravel's Miroir, in a relatively recent recording by an interesting and a very creative young pianist, Andrew Tyson.
Thank you.
pianist Andrew Tyson playing Oiseau Triste from the piano suite Miroir by Maurice Ravel. One of the more substantial bird-related pieces in the repertoire is the first of Franz Liszt's two legends, and in this piece, Liszt is depicting St. Francis of Assisi preaching his famous Sermon to the Birds. I think that human beings also can get the spiritual and musical message of this work. The pianist is Arkady Volodos.
Thank you.
pianist Arkady Volodos. Music by Franz Liszt, the first of his two legends, inspired by St. Francis of Assisi and his Sermon to the Birds. Here is a piece called Papillon, which means butterfly. It's one of Edvard Grieg's most popular lyric pieces. We're going to hear it performed by Georges Chiffre. A 1956 recording by Georges Chiffre, Edvard Grieg's lyric piece titled Papillon, Butterfly. You know, I think this music sounds equally wonderful on the accordion. Check it out. Edvard Grieg's Papillon, the butterfly, played on the accordion by Mie Miki. That comes from a disc that she made of Grieg's lyric pieces, all played on the accordion. It's quite an interesting disc. I really love it. We are not quite through with butterflies, though. Here is a swarm of black butterflies depicted in a little piece by a composer better known for writing operas than piano music. It's a piece called Papillon Noir, and it's by Jules Massenet. Thank you. We heard another little piece from Ruud Langard's Insectarium. This piece depicts a migratory locust, and that was Rosalind Bevan, again at the piano. And before that, music by Jules Massenet, Papillon Noir, Black Butterflies, played by Maurizio Zaccaria. There are many, many piano pieces inspired by the birds and the bees that we're just going to save for another program. But since we started with an Amy Beach composition inspired by a hermit thrush at morn, I think it makes musical and programming sense to conclude with the hermit thrush at eve. So we've got both morning and evening covered. Let's hear it with pianist Lisa Yui. Thank you. pianist Lisa Yui performing music by Amy Beach, Hermit Thrush at Eve. That was a live performance that took place in Japan, and I thank Lisa Yui for allowing me to air this on Between the Keys. Oh, you know, I'm looking at the clock, and we actually have time for one more short piece. So how about The Song of the Lark from Tchaikovsky's cycle The Seasons? And we have a recording here by Mikhail Pletnev. Pianist Mikhail Pletnev playing music from Tchaikovsky's The Seasons, The Song of the Lark. This episode has been all about the birds and the bees. My name is Jed Disler. I'm artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I'd like to mention that you can find announcements about upcoming episodes as well as webcasts of earlier Between the Keys episodes by visiting our website wwfm.org. And I also invite you to contribute generously to the Classical Network so that we can keep presenting the kind of specialty programs that make this station unique. I look forward to us being together next week at this time. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.